Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Jose from Music Class 1333, which is American Popular Music. This hour, we'll be playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is We Shall Overcome, released in 1963 by Pete Seeger. Interesting events happened in 1963. More than 200,000 people marched in Washington, D.C., the largest civil rights demonstration ever to happen in U.S. history. Martin Luther King Jr. also gives his most prolific speech, I Have a Dream. At the same time in 1963, the KKK bombs a church in Birmingham, Alabama, leaving four girls dead during this action. Another event that happened, civil rights leader Medgar Evers is killed by a sniper bullet. Switching from more significant events that happened in 1963, we're going to transition a little bit backwards to 1960 when Pete Seeger released an album called Dangerous Song. More or less, this album ridiculed the president's stance on the Vietnam War and how this was impacting the United States and how people actually protested the war during this time frame.
If you would like to get out of a pessimistic mood yourself, I got one sure remedy for you. Go help those people down in Birmingham, Mississippi, or Alabama. Kinds of jobs that need to be done. It takes hands and hearts and heads to do it. Human beings to do it. And then we'll see this song come true.
Thank you. she's the oldest person here tonight, and our oldest caller, sir. 93 years old when she came to sing with us.
We are
Hi, this is Taylor with Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we are playing songs from the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is For What It's Worth from 1966 by Buffalo Springfield. This is the same year that James Meredith begins the one-man walk against fear. If it wasn't for Buffalo Springfield's run-in with the law, they would probably have put out many more successful albums. Enjoy.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat, a thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio.
This is Alejandro, a.k.a. Ali, from American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is George on My Mind from 1960 by Ray Charles. This is the same year that John F. Kennedy narrowly defeats Richard M. Nixon in presidential election on November 8th with crucial support from African-American voters in key states of Illinois and Texas. One of the interesting things about Ray Charles is that he went totally blind by the age of 7. All right, enjoy.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Chloe from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Blackbird by the Beatles from 1968. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Fun fact about the Beatles, they were actually formed in Liverpool. So yeah, enjoy.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. This moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Reagan from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Respect from 1967 by Aretha Franklin. This is the same year that Thurgood Marshall became the first African-American justice on the Supreme Court. An interesting fact about Aretha Franklin is she performed at the inauguration of three presidents. Enjoy.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Anna from MUS 1333, also known as American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon & Garfunkel from the year 1970. This is the same year that Black Enterprise, an African-American business magazine, was first published. This magazine was made specifically for the African-American middle class. One interesting fact about Simon and Garfunkel is that while Paul Simon actually composed this song, Art Garfunkel sang it solely. Simon felt the song would sound better with Garfunkel's voice alone. Enjoy!
If you need a friend, Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Alyssa from Music 1333 American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is The Promised Land by Chuck Berry from 1964. This is the same year that the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which ended segregation in public places and banned employment discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, and sex, was established. An interesting fact about the artist is that Berry's childhood was characterized by racial segregation. He'd never even seen a white person until the age of 3, after the fire department responded to a call in the black community where he was raised. Enjoy.
We was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had motor trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a through train ticket riding across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you bone, they bought me a silk suit, put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boy's on the line.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Curly Fries from American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is War, from the year 1970 by Edwin Starr. This is the same year that the nomination of G. Harold Carswell to the Supreme Court meets with strong opposition from the civil rights groups and is rejected by the Senate on April 8th. And fun fact about Edwin Starr, Edwin is actually his middle name, and Charles Hatcher is his original first and last name. He got his last name Starr from a friend of his, Don Briggs, who was a manager of the Bill Doggett Combo, and after he heard Edwin sing one day, he told him that he would one day become a star, and told him he should make his last name Starr, but with an extra R at the end of it.
Say it again. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa, Lord, Lord. Listen to me. Whoa. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. Whoa. And got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
Hello, Concordia, Texas. You're listening to Tornado Radio, and this is DJ Twista reporting live from Music 1333, American Popular Music. At this hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement, and up next, we're playing Say It Out Loud from the godfather of soul music, James Brown. Say It Out Loud was produced in 1968, which was also the year where tennis player Arthur Ashe became the first African-American to win the U.S. Open. Something that James Brown did that I highly admire from him is his influence in social activism, especially in education. He produced and recorded the song Don't Be a Dropout to encourage students, especially the black community, to keep pursuing education as the dropout rates were really high during the 1960s. So without further ado, please enjoy James Brown's song, Say It Out Loud.
You know we can do the blues. someone else. You know, we are people too. We like the birds and the bees. But we'd rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees.
And you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Rebecca from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Blowing in the Wind from 1963 by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is the same year that more than 200,000 people marched on Washington, D.C. in the largest civil rights demonstration ever. These three artists were all once on their own path to fame before joining their voices together to create a trio by suggestion of a mutual friend. Enjoy!
How many roads must a man walk down before they must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hey Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Claire from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Four Women from 1966 by Nina Simone. This is the same year that Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale found the Black Panther Party, a radical black power group in Oakland, California. Although it develops a reputation for a militant rhetoric and clashes with the police, the group also becomes a national organization that supports food, education, and healthcare programs in poor African American communities. Nina Simone actually started to play the piano when she was 3 and started to sing in her local church choir, solos, and in groups when she was 6 years old. She started to only play classics, but moved on to folk music and blues.
Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Katie from MUS 1333 American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Love Train, from 1972 by the OJs. This is the same year that Andrew Young is elected to the House of Representatives from Georgia, and Barbara Johnson is elected to the House from Texas. They are the first African Americans elected to Congress from the South since 1889. A fun fact about the OJs is they filed a cease and desist to Donald Trump when he attempted to use Love Train in his presidential campaign. Hope you enjoy! Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Rocky from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is We Shall Overcome from 1964 by Mahalia Jackson. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. won the Nobel Peace Prize. An interesting fact about Mahalia Jackson is that she was committed to singing only gospel music.
One day, we shall overcome, the Lord, one day, yeah, if in our heart we do believe, Lord, we shall overcome. Lord, one day, we shall all have peace one day. We shall all have peace one day. We shall all have peace, Lord, one day.
Aloha. We shall all be free, Lord, one day. Lord, Lord, give me our heart. Yes, I do believe, Lord, we shall be free, Lord, one day.
Hey Concordia, you're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Avery from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell from 1967. This is the same year that the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional to ban interracial marriage in the Virginia versus Loving court case. A year later, Marvin Gaye had his first number one single for I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Enjoy!
Tornado Radio. This is Gabrielle from Music 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Dancing in the Streets from 1964 by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. This is the same year that the Civil Rights Act was passed in July of 1964. An interesting fact about the artist is that they were only offered the song after Marvin Gaye turned it down to be on his initial album. Enjoy!
Hiya, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Jenny from MUS 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we are playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is If I Can Dream by Elvis Presley from 1968. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. An interesting fact about Elvis Presley is his favorite foods were all the Southern comfort foods like fried pickles and PB&J on a sub. Enjoy.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun in a cloud with too much rain? We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul. There's a trembling question. Still, I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle.
You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is Marlene from MUS 1333, American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke from the year 1964. This is the same year that the Civil Rights Act was passed, stating that all people are entitled to equal enjoyment without discrimination or segregation of any kind. Something cool about Sam Cooke is that he had 7 siblings. He was the 5th child of 8 children. Well, here's A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. Enjoy.
Just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know
it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
You're listening to Tornado Radio. This is DJ Stevie from MUS 1333, American Popular Music. This hour we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Next up is Banana Boat from 1956 by Harry Belafonte. This is the same year that Supreme Court ruled segregation on Montgomery, Alabama. Buses was unconstitutional. Montgomery boycott ends on December 21st as municipal buses begin operating on the segregated basis. Interesting fact about artists: Harry Belafonte triumphed over a difficult childhood and racial barriers as an African American growing up in the United States. His songs were extremely popular in the middle class American household in mid-1950s.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me one go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot.
Daylight come and me one go home.
is a day, oh.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Day is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Day, oh. Day, oh.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, Mizette,
daylight come and me one go home.
Hello, Concordia. You're listening to Tornado Radio.
This is Harley from MUS 1333 American Popular Music. This hour, we're playing the music of the Civil Rights Movement.
Next up is Crosstown Traffic from 1968 by Jimi Hendrix. This is the same year that Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. An interesting fact about Jimi Hendrix is that when he was born, his name was Johnny Allen Hendrix. Enjoy!
Your back, I can see you had your fun, but